Mike Dom scored 27 points and pulled down 12 rebounds as South Dakota State knocked off Oral Robert 78-75 to take sole possession of first place in the Summit League. Former ESAC Raider Reed Tellehusen added at 24 points, 5 rebounds, and assist, and David Jenkins Jr. had 15 points for the Jackrabbits, who improved to 15-5 overall and 3-0 in conference play. They've now won 6 straight. The Jackrabbits made 10 of 27 behind the three-point line. Jordan Bohannon scored 29 points as Iowa rallied from a 20-point deficit for a 104-97 overtime win over Illinois. It was Iowa's second-largest comeback win in school history. The biggest comeback was 22 points, also against Illinois in 1987. Thursday's game marked the Hawkeyes' first Big Ten victory and dropped the Illini to 0-5 in conference play. Iowa, now 10-9 overall, 1-5, outscored Illinois 14-7 in overtime after Illinois guard Trent Frazier sank a three-pointer at the buzzer to send the game into overtime. Tyler Cook scored 21 points and Luke Garza added at 19 for Iowa. Frazier led Illinois with 27 points. Illinois fueled by runs of 13-10-0 early in the game, leaped to a 54-41 halftime lead and seemed headed to an easy home win. Iowa out-rebounded the Illini 45-26, including 20-9 in the second half, and outscored the Illini 33-11 from the free throw line. Iowa took its first lead at 83-82, its first since 4-2, with 3:01 left in regulation on a three-point play by Luke Garza. Elsewhere in top 25 college men's basketball, number 6 Wichita State knocked off East Carolina 95-60. 15th-ranked Gonzaga down Portland 103-57. Number 17 Arizona got by Oregon State 62-53. And North Carolina State upended number 19 Clemson 78-77. In women's college basketball, it was Idaho State upending at North Dakota 57-46. Former Glen Rolston Wildcat Julia Fleece had 2 rebounds in the loss for North Dakota. A group that promotes diversity in NFL hiring wants the league to investigate whether the Oakland Raiders violated the Rooney Rule when they hired John Gruden as coach. The Fritz Pollard Alliance is asking whether Raiders owner Mark Davis reached an agreement with Gruden before the team interviewed any minority candidates. Davis met with Gruden on Christmas Eve, fired coach Jack Del Rito a week later, and hired Gruden on January 6th. Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie said Tuesday he interviewed 2 minority candidates before Gruden hiring was announced. National champion Alabama is losing 4 more underclassmen to the NFL draft, including All-American safety Minkah Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, safety Ronnie Harrison, and tailback Bo Scarborough have announced they are skipping their senior season. Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban says defensive tackle Deron Payne is also entering the draft. 2 games in the NBA last night. It was Boston over Philadelphia 114-103, and Toronto cruises by Cleveland 133-99. Local wrestling last night, ESAC County and Alta Aurelia headed up to GTRA. It was Alta Aurelia over ESAC 48-28. Garrett Bruce picked up a win by fall. Charlie Langner ended up getting a win by tech fall for the Raiders in that matchup. ESAC would fall to Gretinger Tear Roof and Ayrshire 65-12. Garrett Bruce won 7-5. Kip Corbin won by fall. And Nathan Thompson won 5-4. Local basketball coming up for you tonight. Kemper boys are on the road at Red Oak, while the Kemper girls will entertain Red Oak. Lonnie Miller will have the broadcast of that varsity girls game for you on 1380 KCIM, getting underway at around 7:30 tonight. Carlisle's at the Carroll Tigers tonight. Elsewhere in local basketball, IKM Manning hosts AHST Avoca Walnut. We'll have that game for you on 93.7 KKRL beginning at about 6 o'clock tonight. Glenn Ralston goes to Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton. It'll be Coon Rapids Baird at Arweva. John Ryan will have that broadcast for you on Kick 106.7 beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. Audubon's at Loma. ESAC entertains Storm Lake St. Mary's, and South Central Calhoun is home to Alta Aurelia. And that is sports. Jeff Blankman reporting.